Kendall Langford, defensive tackle, St. Louis Rams. Started when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And believe it or not, I actually started off as a quarterback. Little league team, you know, won championships, all those things like that. Then went through, you know, rec league, high school, got to high school, actually started playing defense, and the rest is history.
Back wow. Rush four. Wow. Rockers in trouble. Sack.
Splits the double team. Instant pressure. That's how you know you're getting it going.
I was a big Emmitt Smith fan, but I played quarterback. So I would say once I got to college, I loved to watch Richard Seymour and Ty Warren play when he was playing with the Patriots. I mean, my body type, you know, same kind of guy and playing the same kind of position in the 3-4 that we were playing. So I really liked to watch Richard Seymour. I mean, it was a very good experience. I miss it sometimes. I wish I can go back, you know, maybe just for a little bit and live the college life again. You know, didn't have any worries, any cares in the world. But it was one of those things in college where I had a friend who went to the same college as I did, and he got drafted to the league. So me seeing him go and me continue to, you know, get better each year, it made it more realistic for me, and it led me to getting drafted. It was everything I expected and more. That was the best phone call that I had, you know, in my entire life. I had Bill Parcells call me and, you know, asked me if I wanted to be a Miami Dolphin. And I was excited about it, excited about the opportunity. My dreams just came true, and I loved it. Visited a couple other teams, but once I got here to St. Louis and met Coach Fisher and Greg and Waffle, you know, I pretty much knew, you know, this is where I wanted to be. It's surreal. Like, I'm actually on the way to another NFL venue. Thankful to be playing this game. It's game mode. I put my music on and, you know, going with my routine. On the way to another NFL venue. Thankful to be playing this game. You know, I just do a little reflecting as we leave the hotel and go to the stadium. And then once we get there, it's game mode. I put my music on and, you know, going with my routine. I actually like playing on the road because I like to go into other stadiums and be able to come out with a win and just to hear how the crowd start off and then, you know, see how they end up if you're getting after their team. So I actually like going and playing with them.
Round on three. 1, 2, 3.
My job is to stop the run, and if opportunities for SAC present itself and capitalize on them, but I'm a pretty second down guy. That's my role right now, and I'm embracing it.
Yep. Go shot it. Come on. Hey. We're fine. Let's do it live. Let's go. Beautiful day in San Diego, Alex.
It's a great feeling. Sometimes I get goosebumps, and I'm 7 years in, and sometimes when I come out the tunnel, I get goosebumps running out. So it's just one of those feelings you never get tired of. It's a great feeling. Sometimes I get goosebumps, and I'm 7 years in, and sometimes when I come out the tunnel, I get goosebumps running out. So it's just one of those feelings you never get tired of.
Bro, you see the center try to clean me up, bro, hell on the screen. Yeah. He about to knock me out, bro.
Hey, come on now, let's tighten up.
Come on.
Let's tighten up, babe.
Rams rush for it. Rivers, he throws over the middle. Intercepted. Janoris Jenkins on his way. 20, 30. He's at the 40, the 50. Janoris Jenkins will cruise into the end zone with a pick six. What a play. 97 yards by Janoris Jenkins, and the Rams have their first touchdown of the afternoon.
Oh, man, that was a great fit. I mean, the way he played it perfect, he jumped it, and the minute he caught it, I just knew touchdown. It was six. No way he's getting caught anything like that. And that's not the first time he's done that, you know, so we expect those kind of plays out of Jack Rabbit, and he delivered.
Hey, watch the ball.
Brought down by Kendall Langford of the play, and that is a sack.
I think we're in a base defense, and I just went up the A gap. Might have been some type of play action or something like that, and I'm in my gap, but then Rivers tried to step up, and I popped to the other gap, and it was a hit.
What's up? That. Need that?
Second and goal from the six. Single back is Mason. They send Tavon in motion. Give it to him. He's going to sweep right. He's got a block. And he's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown.
Touchdown!
A six-yard run by Tavon Austin on the jet sweep.
We had some bad breaks, but I was excited to see Tavon get in. We all know when Tavon get the ball in his hand, he has that big play ability. He can turn a 5-yard, you know, route into 60, you know, so it's always good to see him with the ball in his hands.
All right, come on.
There's the blitz after Sean Hill. He's going to launch to the end zone. His receiver comes open. Stedman Bailey makes the catch. Touchdown Rams with 2:04 to go.
Touchdown. Can't take that one.
Stedman Bailey.
Here's the blitz. Hill back. Wants to launch down the field. Kenny Britt running free. Makes an unbelievable catch. He's got the football inside the 10, out of bounds, stopping the clock at the 6-yard line. I didn't think there was any way Kenny Britt could track that ball down. He does for a gain of 27.
That's big.
Benny Cunningham, running back, St. Louis Rams.
makes a man miss another. Benny Cunningham, shifty moves after contact. Off left tackle, squirts through a hole, and runs over two Jags defenders for a gain of six and a first down.
Benny Cunningham, running back, St. Louis Rams.
Makes a man miss another. Benny Cunningham, shifty moves after contact. Off left tackle, squirts through a hole, and runs over two Jags defenders for a gain of six and a first down. Running right, cuts it back inside. He's at the five, diving for the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Benny Cunningham.
I started playing football when I was 7 years old. I was forced into it. My brother played. My dad wanted me to play. I didn't want to play. And he just really made us stick to it. It was one of his passions. And, you know, as I got older, it's something I just, you know, started to enjoy.
Shovels inside the Cunningham. He's going to get a first down and more. Benny close to a first down. He's in. Touchdown with second effort.
Eventually, I started to like it. High school was pretty much the point where I wanted to make it something serious in my life. I had a lot of success in high school. I was like Mr. Football in Tennessee. And that's when I started getting, you know, offered scholarships. And I'm like, man, I probably can, you know, do something with this. Accepted an offer from Middle Tennessee. Went there, had a, you know, pretty decent career. And then put myself in this opportunity here with St. Louis. I'd say it was probably my junior year of college that I felt like I had a shot. I had a pretty good freshman and sophomore season, and I started getting, you know, talks from coaches like, you know, you have a shot, you know, if you put in extra work. And after that, it was just me having a different mentality than the people around me and just understand what I wanted to do with it. Just an underdog mentality, chip on your shoulder to prove every day that you can compete with, you know, guys from all different conferences, schools, you know, the best of the best. And, you know, I keep that chip on my shoulder. It was just a blessing. Coming off my knee injury my senior year, not a lot of teams wanted to take a chance. And, you know, I'm glad St. Louis did. And right now, just trying to make the most of it and, you know, continue to have them pleased with the decision they made.
Give to Benny, running left. Bouncing in the end zone, touchdown, Benny Cunningham. Exit high and short. Austin's going to let it bounce. And it will pick. No, it's picked up right side by Stedman Bailey, who's in the clear at the 50, at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, St. Louis Rams. What a play.
I would just feel like Coach Bones is the greatest from a player coach, just the personality he has, the way he treats you, the way he talks to you, the care for you. And he's just done an excellent job of calling plays and putting people in the right positions. And we've just been able to execute for him.
It's a fake. Johnny throws. Caught. 25-30. Benny Cunningham has got the football. Oh, my goodness. Jeff Fisher, what have you just done to the Seattle Seahawks?
Most of the times I'm the third down back, so when, you know, they make the call or fake, whatever it may be, I'm already on the field. So the guys are running on the field, calling out the fake, and I'm just looking like, is you sure he said that? Like, this is a big moment. He really calling this fake. And, you know, Coach Fisher, he just put some trust into us to actually call it. And, you know, we got to the line of scrimmage. We saw the look we wanted. So my heart's beating. I know it's coming. I'm just like, make this catch or this could be your last down in the NFL. So, you know, I just seen Johnny look at me in the eye. I know it's coming. And, you know, just only thing on my mind is catch the ball. I don't care if you fall. I don't care what happens. Just don't let that ball hit the ground. And once I caught it, I just knew. First down, you know, we're about to ice them. I'm actually pretty relaxed before games. I just kind of chill out, the calm before the storm, I guess you could call it. I'm actually pretty relaxed before games. I just kind of chill out, the calm before the storm, I guess you could call it. It really doesn't get intense until we're in pregame warm-ups. That's kind of when I lock in and, you know, it's time to get serious and go to war.
Nice little cool day out here. Come out here and get this work in. Execute, get this win, then we on the road, baby, back to St. Louis. Let's get it. Let's get it. Swaggy, let's go. Let's go.
Just a great feeling to be, you know, with everybody. You know, I take all these relationships to the heart. You know, these are guys that I'm close with that I'll, you know, die for.
Steady B. That's one of my favorite dudes to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Steady B live every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. He's looking to get two in a row.
It is.
That's all that dude do.
And I just try to be accountable to them, you know, by my actions and the work I put in, you know, during the offseason, during the workouts, during the season, whatever it is. I just try to let them see that I'm willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to know what's going on.
Rams getting set to kick off.
Heart pumping. That opening kickoff or kick return, that's when their hearts gets pumping. And I'm just out there thinking, do whatever it takes, you know, to help us out. You know, whatever it may be, just keep grinding until I make a play.
Let's go, D. Get off the field.
McCoy takes, looks right, throws right, up the seam, and it's intercepted. Overthrown and picked off. It's Rodney McLeod on his feet at the 30.
Go, Rod. Go, Rod. Go, Rod. Go to the house, Rod.
On third down, they give it to Benny. Off right tackle through a hole. 45-40, makes a man miss another. Benny Cunningham, shifty moves after contact on a gain of 20 on third and two.
We're making money today. That's what they come, bro. We're making money today.
It was just a great feeling. Came in, coach got the call, seeing the look, thinking, is he about to throw it out, or is he about to hand it to me? And once I seen that, you know, we were going to go with me, I was just thinking, no matter what, find a way to get these 2 yards. And the offensive line just did an excellent job, got a good push, I was able to press it. And, you know, once I was one-on-one, that's where you make the money. So I'm just trying to make people miss and get as much as I can.
You might know, man, let's go.
You already know. Let's get this money.
Benny will take the hand up, no play action. Jared Cook wide open, the 15, the 10, the 5, and hold down in the end zone for a touchdown. They say he's in. What a play by Jared Cook.
Let's go!
Has time in the pocket, throws the middle, and it's caught. Stedman Bailey breaking free inside the 10 to the 5 and close to the goal line.
Bruh, I thought it was a TD for sure. I'm getting hyped the whole time. Steady. Hell of a play, bro.
Sean Hill will pass and play action. It's not there. Throws to the back of the end zone, and now it is there. Jared Cook with his second touchdown reception of the afternoon.
Go. Just when guys are just making plays around you, it's just the best feeling. Just because in college, you know, you're probably that guy. You know, you got to make a big play if you want to get something going. And to be able to be around everyone being capable of doing that, it's an amazing feeling. I just enjoy watching guys on the team put in work and have success, you know, in the games.
High snap, Johnny Hecker holds it down and then throws to Corey Harkey for the 2-point conversion.
I thought I knew everything about Fossil, but he kind of jeopardized our relationship with that call. Me not knowing about that fake and him pulling out the last minute, I was just shocked. I'd never seen him even practice it, so it was just something he had stored down deep.
Bro, I don't trust you no more. I ain't know about that one, hell no.
Bro, we played a hell of a second half, man. We got to finish.
Davon Austin drifting left and back. makes the catch at the 24, running right, looking for a block, gets one, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, he's at the 50, has a couple to beat, he's at the 30, runs right, 20, 15, 10, 5,
welcome home.
No flags on the field, touchdown, Tavon Austin.
Thank God for this one.
I'm just glad that he finally got one. I know he's going to build his confidence up, you know, to finish this thing out. And I'm just excited for the whole special teams unit, you know, to kind of finally put one together.
Come on, D. Tighten up, man. Finish the game.
Back on second down. Big rush. Laurinaitis is going to wrap him up for a sack back inside the 20-yard line.
Get him, Dave.
Gotcha.
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to be able to play with them and not against them. You know, I wouldn't want to be on the offensive side of that when they're playing lights out. You could tell they're having fun by the way they're practicing, the way they're coming out of meetings. They just, you know, creating that swag, they're starting to gel together, and it's a fun thing to watch.
Hell of a defense, baby. Hell of a defense. St. Louis, hope y'all watching this, man. We ain't never gonna give up on y'all, man. Man, feel good, man, to get two in a row. Defense playing lights out. It's just a good feeling, man, that we can go back to St. Louis and celebrate. Celebrate this victory.
Rams 360 was brought to you by Xbox One. And a special thank you to Edward Jones.